Hey Luke, how you doing?
I'm all right.
It's been out for a couple of months now, but congratulations on the fifth studio album. And we're excited because you're heading back our way to Australia. For those who haven't had the pleasure in Australia first, what are you doing with yourselves? But what do they get when they see you on stage, when they see you perform?
We've got a lot of energy. So you get to feel that. And, you know, we're a rock and roll band. A little bit, in my head, we're like a modern version of a beat band. So, you know, a bit of humour and a bit of quirk and a bit of rock and roll. So people like that, it should come to a show.
I'm looking at these stats. How does it sound and how does it feel when numbers like over a billion streams worldwide get thrown around?
Yeah, that's pretty wild. The streaming thing, it's amazing because there aren't really any kind of rules to it. And I guess what's great about that is that people have just gravitated towards songs and songs that we've had out for quite a while that new people keep coming to. I don't know. I mean, a billion streams. I mean, you know, I still haven't seen a penny from it, but it's amazing. You know, it's a great thing. And I think in music, it's a tough game. And if you can, there are people listening to you after 12 years, and that's a great thing. So we feel really like in a cool position, it's exciting.
You are going to be headlining Beyond the Valley here for us. I'm going to be there. Cannot wait. But take us behind the scenes. You've done a festival or two in your time. What have you witnessed backstage?
Yeah, I mean, it's always quite fun festivals. Like, I mean, Snoop Dogg, and like, you know, this is one that sort of like springs to mind. Like we played in Aspen in like a ski resort, and there's a big truck, right? On the top of the mountain, right, a big truck comes up, and at the bottom, just the back of the truck just opens. And it's almost like, you know, dry ice, and there's like it becomes like a Swarovski kind of trike, with like Snoop Dogg and a big spliff. It was very funny, really cool. Sometimes you just queue in for a shower for like, you know, 20 minutes, and it just depends on the festival. I mean, it's still, you know, in Europe, it's like a lot of mud going on.
Yeah,
I think
right.
In Australia, you know, you guys are a bit lucky, you know, you get like beaches and I'm sure everyone will be having like margaritas and stuff like that, where in Europe, obviously, you have to pack very well.
Hey, I want to focus on you for a moment. You and I have something in common. We're both curly-haired creative type. Have you always embraced the curl? Have you always had a love for the curl? Or I grew into mine. I did everything I could to straighten it at the start.
Yeah, I think the curls, you can't really get rid of them unless you put a lot of effort in. And basically, I'm saying I'm lazy. But I've got to say, I think curls on girls is very cool, and I applaud you because I think that more girls should allow the curls to flow, because, you know, I think you're one of many. I think a lot of girls do straighten their hair. I think it's great, you know, it's ringlets.
Well, now that I've got the tick of approval from you, I'm definitely going forward with the girls.
Built my whole career on girls.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Briefly, and, you know, you're private life is your private life, but congratulations on your engagement. Does that change perspective when it comes to writing music or having a positive influence or really having a passionate life when you're writing tunes? Because your tunes are so diverse as well, but, you know, you're looking at themes like lost innocence and addiction and struggling with relationships. To tap into that but still focus on what is really positive in your life?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, and thanks for the congratulations.
Oh, you're welcome.
There's a funny one. I know some people say that, oh, you can only make a good album when you're sad, or when you're like something bad happen. And I think with like Let's Go Sunshine, it's like, for me, it was really like too hard, you know. I mean, I started out writing because, you know, I had an awful, like, it wasn't all that bad, but, you know, I came back off tour and my girlfriend comes and cheating on me, and I come back and it's all my life's in tatters, and I'm kind of writing about that. And then during the record, and I met Ellie, and we like properly, you know, went into full bubble love, and it was amazing. So the album kind of has both things, which is, I think, kind of cool, and like a record to kind of, you know, reflects your journey and like what's going on. And so I guess my answer to your question is like, yeah, I mean, you know, how are you feeling? So into your music, but then I'm also like, I like to write from like character bases as well. And so like it doesn't have to be personal. And I quite like playing an emotion in my head or a thing that I write. And the good thing is because Ellie's she's a songwriter as well. Yeah. She gets it. So she's not going to be bummed out if I like writing a song that naughty or something.
It's a pro and a con having someone who works in the same industry as you, because you've got someone who understands you and they can read you and read the situation and understand, but at the same time too, often you fall into the trap of making sure you separate work from life as well, so it doesn't all become work.
But then music is a funny one like that in itself, because, you know, when you're doing the thing that you love the most,
yeah,
and it's your, essentially your job, you're in a weird position, because I do sometimes I do want to play my guitar, I do want to write songs. I've been through periods where I kind of still not wanted to do any music. I have had that, because yeah, you just like, down, and when you finish now, then you kind of burn out a bit. But you know, you just got to have balance.
Finally, I did see you do some stuff with GQ Fashion. How comfortable are you in front of the camera? Because often when I speak to musos, it's probably the one area where they feel like they're really a fish out of water.
Yeah, I don't mind it. Yeah. I mean, with this face.
Doing some blue steel.
Doing some blue steel, exactly, yeah. I'm okay with it. I don't do a lot of fashion stuff. I never have. Maybe I'm being asked, but... but no, I enjoy it. I don't really mind it. I think I don't really take it too seriously. But generally, I think the fashion thing, it can be, not just fashion, but yeah, doing all that, it isn't for me, I think, the most fun part of being in a band. But it can be, you know, it's fun to dress up, you know. I'm kind of, yeah, I like nice clothes. And so yeah, sometimes you get free ones. Oof.
Treat yourself. That's what we say. Treat yourself. Hey, congratulations on the 5th studio album, Let's Go Sunshine. You are going to be here on a national tour and lining up for Beyond the Valley, which I am absolutely stoked for. Luke, you have been an absolute gem. Thank it has you. Been a thrill to chat to you, and we'll see you when you're back down under.
All right, thank you. I'll see you at the gigs.